episode number 30, whatever.
Three, innit?
Don't say a number. We're not allowed numbers.
Sorry, no. Josh, that says numbers.
No. Yeah.
We don't need to.
I'll tell you why I says about saying numbers. It's only just what I pick up from other podcasts. Like, no one says numbers, and I just thought... No,
occasionally.
I think because they do so many in a row, don't they?
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
If you get to 50, you go, bloody hell, we're 50th. Well, that's not good, that.
Bit of a milestone. We've done 50 here, boys.
Can't believe it.
But we said milestone on 17, 18, 19, and then 20.
I started listening back to some of the old ones. We said milestone on 6 when we were getting close to 10.
I know, yeah.
Aren't we all right here?
Calm down, lads.
Calm down. So where we are, we're at Stockyard again, aren't we? Who's on?
Me, Dan.
Him, Dan.
Me, Dan. Over him, Dan. Dan Brown.
And me, Matt.
You might be able to hear some bangs through the table as Brownie kicks fuck out, right?
Yeah, I will probably do that quite a lot.
Got legs like lumps of steel.
As in tea. We've got some admin to do.
Go on.
We've got quite a few bits of admin to do. Some of us admin has to be with Patreon stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
Because, and I'll tell you for why, there's some confusion. Right, when we started the Patreon, it was like halfway through a month. So when people signed up straight away, when it went live, they were getting a full month's worth, but it was going over a month, you know, like the start of the next month. So as far as lists went, they were on the first list, and then when it went past the month, everybody who signed up after that were on the new list. So the older people kind of weren't on that list. But I found a full list of all patrons, and we're going to scream them all out.
That's what we need. You can hear a bit of background noise. It's those noisy bleeders over there. It's all right, though.
They're TikTok live in background, so trying to just keep them stum a bit, the wankers.
You won't have any notice from them because they'll get us banned if you do.
Yeah, God be cunts. Anyway, should we go through? We'll go through. Oh, well, should we reference that Pete's gim?
Yeah.
Say it. Did you just say it?
No.
Pete's here.
Chuffing Pete's here.
Pete's driven.
Pete's casually just driven 2 hours from King's Lynn.
Through the night.
We'll just sat here and then boomf.
Boom, is here.
Big hot Pete turns up.
I saw this strange bloke. We had one of our jumpers on. I'm like, ooh, that's not one of us.
Who's that guy?
Got a very firm handshake, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he pulled my arm off.
He shook my arm off.
It's from all the masturbating.
I nearly cummed in my pants.
Well, if I knew it were that easy, birthdays would have been a lot better.
Yeah. No, because he shook it out of me.
Oh, dear.
All right, I'll do. Right, anyway. We'll name out all the people, and then we'll say what they're doing for us, because all of these people have got.
Before we name out
shop, go on.
Before we name out everyone, do you want to name out the two people that was upset from not getting named?
Well, it were Raggy, weren't it? Yeah. Raggy brought it to our attention first because he's a superhuman legend fan.
He's like the OG.
He's top tier OG from start, and we love him, and we love everybody, and we don't want to make anybody think that we're not fucking appreciating. Yeah. Especially when something like that happens, it makes us sound like we're being shitty.
And we're not.
We're just being crap.
It was just an admin error.
It's patrons' fault. We can blame them. That's fine. Anyway, we had and Mark. Not forgetting him a second time. We'll sort these two out.
Did you do that on purpose?
No. It would have been comedic value, but no, I didn't.
Pop it in at the end. Oh, by the way.
And Mark. Just as you turn it off.
Yeah.
No, I like Mark.
Mark Hill.
Mark Hill, he gets involved all the time. He's always on Patreon commenting on it. All extra content that goes up, he's always liking and commenting. And he's been there from start, and he's all over Mongbook as well.
Yeah.
I don't tend to see him on Insta. He might not have it, or he's not on it as much.
Does he not understand it like Ash?
What, I think Ash is getting angry.
Yes, he finally understood Insta.
Although when I tag...
Just pictures.
When I've tagged Ash's account in it, and then he reposts it. But if he's posted something, and then I repost it onto...
Just go around in circles.
Trucked thing, then he reposts that repost. I'm like, how far do we want to go with this?
The picture's so getting smaller.
Doing it. Yeah, it's just getting smaller as well.
Like one of those mirrors. A mirror against a mirror.
Yeah, I don't know if it's testing me, if we just want to see
it's
how
like
many times we can do
of Instagram.
Yeah,
should try it.
Posting a post inside a post.
I'll
see
do it
how small it
do it next time, just see how far it goes, how far we can push it. Anyway, Mark, we love you wholeheartedly.
Of course we do, Mark.
Should we gob his microphone off in celebration.
Shall we what?
Gob our microphone off like it's Mark.
No, other people have spoken to
you. Just lick the tip.
I'm just making sure nobody's around.
Don't not stick that in your mouth.
Don't take a picture.
Oh my God.
I took it all.
That needs decontaminating.
I'll just pixelate the end.
I took it all, but hang on.
Oh no, don't do that.
Took it all on the balls.
I'm not using that mic again.
Seb's puking this morning as well. So
what's that mean?
So he says that afterwards, you've got like...
He's got like, a got like some sort of belly bug.
Kid germs all over Mike.
I licked your ear as well. I've not been near him.
Oh no.
I just threw him in the shower and hosed him down and left him there.
Is my ear contaminated now then?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh,
you've had worse in you, to be fair.
I don't know.
Right, anyway, so we've got Luke Chapman.
Yes, Luke.
OG. Mark Hill and Chris Ragg. We love you sincerely.
Defo.
Jamie Fellwell. Remind me on him, because we need to come back to him.
Yeah, to talk about Jamie.
His venture. Charlie Miller. Big Miller from Owens. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's still not come on for a quiz yet. We've got Ian Croucher. And on.
Busy guys, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I've seen some pictures around them. And on Dacos, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Keegs, have you seen his little sign?
Yeah, he's a good asset, I believe.
I think he is. That's a good little thing, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's he cutting that plastic from?
I don't know. He must have his own... It's Perspex,
like
isn't
a lathe?
Yeah, he must have his own gear.
He looks like a really good version of what you do in CDT.
Very hands-on.
Back in the day.
I used to love working with all that in CDT.
I did.
Doing vacuum form in.
And you used to have to wear a mask because they were toxic.
Just used to make a shit key ring.
All melty plastic.
Shit key ring with MB on it.
Would ya?
I fucking loved it.
Who's she?
That's my name. Don't worry out.
All right, yeah. Enter
the B.
Enter the B. And then we've got Christian Walker, who should have his merch by now.
Should, yeah.
That he should have his.
In the pool.
We've got a new guy who's ordered a cut. He's got himself awfully confused.
I'd noticed two orders come through.
Yeah. He ordered two things, and then I messaged him like, what are you actually after ordering? And then he sent me a message saying, oh, I want two T-shirts, the stickers, and a hoodie. And I'm like, well, you've not ordered a hoodie, but you've put two orders in and paid two postages. So what I'll do is, if you've got two ways, either buy the hoodie as another order, and then I'll refund you two lots of postage, or...
Yeah.
Or, well, I'll get... Oh, they've lost me. They've lost my train. Right, the orders. So,
jumping orders.
Right, stop there.
Orders.
Right. The other option that I could have done was then.
You can't multitask at all, can you?
I can't because I've got.
You're like Josh.
I've got an awful lot of things on my head of late. Anyway, we sorted it out, and he don't want a hoodie. He just wants.
Are
two
you sure
t-shirts.
That's him, not Ed?
No, that's
two
Ed.
Orders.
Not him, but he's the one that we just said, Christian. He ordered last week, didn't he?
Yeah,
so he'll have his own. Yeah, but it's Ed.
Is this Ed like?
No. It just reminded me of him.
I thought you were talking about this guy, Lewis.
No, it's not Lewis. No, but there's Lewis.
Isn't he confusing?
Lewis Pridden.
Probably confuse you, isn't
it? Because I go down many paths. I'm walking down many paths all at the same time.
It's on a right tangent.
I confuse many people. Don't worry about it. Everyone gets it. Liam Atkinson, Bruce, Ian Halliwell, Ben Abrahams. Who's that?
It's Josh's cousin, isn't it?
Play along, then.
Sounds like.
You're supposed to go, I don't know. Sounds like a dickhead.
I ain't got a clue that. Who's
that
like?
Hang on.
Try that again.
Ben Abrahams, you heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Is he a nonce?
It sounds like a bit
sounds
nonce.
Like a nonce.
It sounds like a dickhead.
Defo won't register.
He's on all the registers, I reckon. Sounds like
somebody
it.
Check his hard drive.
I imagine it looks weird. Dan Chandler, good old. I've seen lots of stuff where Andy's man club as well.
Right? Dan, yeah.
And we'll talk about Dan Mills as well because he's what he's doing. Tom Oyland, we can't be mean to him because we don't know him.
Is it?
But it's Josh's cousin.
Another one.
I think he's a good cousin.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got some shit cousins. But I think
who's next one?
I think he's a good one. Pete Wilson
stood over there.
Who's he?
That's that guy over there. Oh, stopped,
oh we can see him.
Have they stopped there live now? And then we've got Kerry Oxlade. Have anyone heard of her?
Never heard of her.
She sounds like she listens to shit music like Owl City.
Oh, that's shite.
Yeah, she sounds like she listens to wank things.
That's shite.
That is the entire list. We had Dan Ryan on it, but he's backed out for a month.
No, Did he not?
It did re-thing, and then I'm like, cheers, mate, for redoing. And then he's finished it off like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it for a bit.
It's still come through, though, as a...
It's come out as through, but then it's like a cancelled one.
Yeah.
Which is, let me just make it very clear, is fine by anybody. Don't think you're obligated to do anything for us at any point.
There's no
ever.
Judgment, is it? No. Somebody goes, right, we'll pay you for a month.
Absolutely, don't care. If you do it, it's fucking awesome, because it's just all going back into what we do.
But
don't feel that you need to apologise if you cancel it, if you're skint, if you don't want to do it, don't worry about it.
You don't need to justify anything, do you?
No, don't justify it.
It is what it is.
I said it goes into pot. I don't mean we buy pot with it. No.
That's the only reason I've been here.
Yeah. Under smokes?
I thought we were going to get some oxy.
No, man.
Get some oxy pills and start making some cash.
No, man.
No.
No,
it's not into that.
Yeah. No justification, just whatever. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So there is patrons, and they do a fantastic job of helping fund all this stuff.
Yeah, and they have all this stuff, all this outdoorsy crap.
He's just banged on
he's,
it.
He's just twatting his microphone.
For comedy effect?
Question. Oh, hang on.
Hey!
Like that?
Like that. I loved it.
It's like that.
I liked the comedic timing of Josh's last week.
Nice one.
It's coming.
I needed a tumbleweed is what I wanted.
It's there. Before I forget, can I talk about my dream I had last night?
Yeah, I want to talk about dreams.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I had a really naughty bad one.
Well, I've got a shopping list in my pocket, and at the bottom of it I've wrote dream. So, my dream last night, I was walking down a corridor, and I had my mate in front of me, and I started massaging. I'm going to get to that. Mm. I started massaging his back. Weird, I know.
I'm already
That's
jealous.
That's weird, because you hate that sort of shit.
I know.
Don't touch me. Get
he really enjoyed this massage.
You did or he did?
He did.
Right.
And I had a bad back, so he turned me around.
Mutual
massage. And give me a massage. Sarging. But have a fucking guess who it was.
Sounds like gay porn.
Think of the best massage fingers.
Best massage. Derek.
No, it was fucking sausage King fingers. Charles.
Sausage fingers?
Yeah.
The King of sausage fingers.
King.
Yeah, and me and him were like best buddies, and he would give me a fucking massage.
Where was Tim Milligan jealous?
Was it just massaging, or was it? Did it?
Camilla
go
was
a step
not
further?
Happy. No, it was just massaging, but he were very happy about it. Where do fucking dreams like that come from? I have got a bad lower back.
I have. I went for a massage.
King Charles brilliant. Massaging me.
Yeah.
And me, well, him returning the favour.
Did you wake up visually happy?
No, I woke up and didn't physically have any recollection of it until I went downstairs and I was drinking my coffee, and then it came back and I'm like, fucking hell, Kerry, I had a crazy dream last night.
Wow, weird that. Dream. Well, usually
King Charles,
they say, the most of the time, you know, when you have sex dreams and stuff like that, or you wake up and you're like,
I very rarely have that.
Yeah. I think they fade out when you grow older, don't you? This is what I would say about I had a really rude one last night and I shouldn't have, because it's usually people that you shouldn't have them on.
Yeah.
And it was
like Derek
or King Charles. Yeah. And I woke up this morning and I'm like, I shouldn't be thinking about that person. But usually it's not the person in your dream is who you're thinking of, is it? You're just like, your brain associates you to a somebody. It's not actually them that you're thinking of. It just makes you
think. I rarely remember a dream.
Do you know after Prince Philip died over here?
Yep.
Prince Philip's dead?
Yeah.
I thought he were already dead. Like before he were dead.
Is he the Nazi homophobe?
He looked dead, didn't he? No, like, he just constantly looked dug up, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But when he died, I had a dream quite soon after it that I went for a cup of tea with the Queen,
and Dreams are stupid.
And I was like, I think I must have been like sympathetic of the Queen, and I was like,
who's the
I actually went for a cup of tea with her.
Who's the Nancy one?
Andrew.
And we probably talked about how much of a Nancy was.
Yeah. Although it's not nonce proven, is it?
It was like trying to do something to one of the corgis.
Don't sweat, does it?
Dog nonce.
Dog nonce.
I was going to say, I think that's all right, but I don't think it is.
I don't think that is frowned upon.
Yeah, bestiality, isn't it?
You can't do that.
It's a shame, really, because there's some nice dogs out there.
Well, I think that's a comment to be clipped. I'll just flag that. 15 minutes.
I know somebody who likes dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, we work with him, don't we? Is he a listener still?
I don't know.
We'll soon find out, will you?
He's got a lovely bed at home as well, apparently.
Full of dogs.
Oh, you weren't at meeting, were you? Both of you weren't at meeting, were you?
I was on a traipsing back from Hoo Junction.
Yeah. So what's he doing with dogs? On his big
don't
bed?
Know what he does with dogs, but he...
Is he a dog walker?
Close. A dog wanker?
Is he got a machine? Though,
goddamn autocorrect.
Like a sucker machine.
No, I think he just. I think.
Or does he just hand them off?
He breeds dogs, so I think he just jizzes them off into each other.
All right. Do they have to poke them in? I don't know how it works. Dogs just do it.
I don't know how it works.
Somebody approached me walking Chunk down the road, you know, because he's a Frenchie, but he's massive for a Frenchie.
For studding him out?
For Beefy, yeah. And this bloke pulled over in a Range Rover.
For what?
He wanted to shag my dog.
For Beefy. Did you?
What?
Did you say Beefy?
He's Beefy. Oh. Like, he's really wide, isn't he? Proper wide shoulder.
Don't know what I was thinking you were saying then.
The wide boy.
Yeah, so this bloke and pulled over in a Range Rover and like.
Can went, I wank your dog off? Is that what he said?
Essentially, yeah. He went, oh, I've got a Frenchie. She's coming into season soon. Have you thought about doing this and this? I'm like, no, I don't know any.
Has he still got his testicles?
I don't know any ins and outs of it.
So it's just. You get paid for just letting your dog jizz inside.
That's what I thought.
And they don't even have to tech on.
But he hates. He eats everything and he'll try and eat it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, they'd have to like get to be mates for a long time before, and then I'd have to be there anyway. And
a bit of foreplay.
He's not done it before, yeah. And he doesn't shag out. He doesn't shag like sofa and cushions and stuff. So it's
my
not
dog
like
does,
he's trying to get it out.
Which is
to
weird.
Really pimp your dog out, isn't it?
Yeah, but you get paid well for it.
You get some good money for him as well because
studying
he's
out
because
yeah.
he's like massive.
You'd have to be paid a lot of money to wank a dog off, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Unless
I don't think you actually touch the bits.
I wonder how much you do get paid because
Red Rocket.
£300. I googled it to see how much people.
Yeah, for studying, but.
But there must proper ones.
There must be someone out there that does have the job of wanking a dog off.
There's a company in Arnthorpe, isn't there?
That wanks dogs off?
And it's a dog fertility place. It's in Arnthorpe.
What's for my mask? Get my CV printed out.
Artificially inseminated.
That must be what
dogs.
They do. It says dog fertility place on it.
Oh. Oh. So never seen it.
Takes all sorts to make
that
the
was
world.
An odd tangent.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
From the tangents we do have.
I think that's what we were talking about. John at our place.
Yeah.
Sausage fingers.
Mentioned him
again.
Sorry, John. I hope you still listen if you do.
I hope
it's
you
just
don't
bouncing it, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We wouldn't say it if we actually meant it properly.
No.
It's just jokes. It's just bouncing.
Just edit that laugh out. It's
no.
Fine. It'll sound
sincere. No, because it's funnier.
It'll sound sincere in post.
Let's be sincere.
Bless
Great
him.
Tune, that, wasn't it? Is it that sincere, that tune?
I don't know. Somebody, a mate of mine's been listening through, Johnny P.
Johnny P, yo.
And he's blasting his way through him and he says he thinks it's funny as fuck. And he says he loves those tangents, you know. We went through that phase of just absolutely
the best bit
fucking
of
walking
it,
down
the
road. And people just wander off like, yeah. Oh, you thought this, oh yeah, you thought that, and goes down.
And
like
then you
that.
Suddenly stop and go.
What are you saying?
Why we're here?
back to the subject.
Side note. We're testing outside gear again. Has anyone else got background noise?
Yes.
Are we all right then?
Yes, I think it might be.
I can hear Ash.
Mute that.
No, it's not that.
It's not that. We're all right. I don't mean background noise talking. It's like a shh.
Oh,
we're
okay,
all right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You might not come across it, listeners.
Yeah, I can hear it. I think it's just
the ambiance.
Yeah.
It must be the ambiance.
We'll see if it's a background. It's not coming through as a separate feed, is it? It's just going through on four.
Yeah. No one knows what we're talking about here, but we're talking about as little equipment. Not my little
equipment. I try not to boast about my little equipment.
I don't mean.
You should show everybody all the time.
Yeah, get it out. Get your little equipment out.
Let's have a look.
Show us your little equipment.
Ain't nothing to be proud of.
Don't need to be proud to show it off. Anyway.
What?
Should we talk about Jamie's new venture?
Go on.
Jamie Falwell, who's been on quizzes and he's a Patreon and been involved for lots of stuff. He started doing his little valeting thing. He says he was just going to see how it goes.
Valet.
See how it will go in and then just get word about it. And I said, oh, we'll give you a little mention and a little plug and that. He's good, mate. I'll put his picture in. I think I already have, haven't I? I've already posted his picture and some of his gear on and stuff and that. Get more pictures after him and we'll send more out.
He set up an Instagram, hasn't he?
He's around Derbyshire area, hasn't he? Yeah.
I love a good valet.
I do. Have you seen that picture with that jug with all dirty fucking water in bottom from upholstery?
Nah.
I love that kind of stuff. See all minging bottom at fucking, he's like holding the thing up and you can see all shitty water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
Shows that how much fucking effort they're putting in.
Yeah.
Filthy.
If it goes this far, I'll get him up to come and do mine, but then it's just such a waste because it fucking trees jizzing on my car every 3 seconds.
I've got all my own stuff, I just don't have, oh, I don't have time. Busy guy.
You're a busy guy.
Busy guy.
I love cleaning my car.
No, I do. When I ain't got one at the moment.
Very much a man thing.
Spend hours doing it.
I've got a proper man thing likes to clean cars. If you don't like cleaning your cars, you're not a proper man.
Definitely.
Problem is, down my house, Josh, downside the house is like a frigging wind tunnel. So you can't use any spray products. It just sprays it
off.
Away.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And then kids will get chemicals on them.
Kids pee up them and that.
And you'll have a lawsuit on your hands.
Fizzy pop all over them.
Have you got fizzy pop on them?
I am. It's how I entice kids.
Oh, into van.
I ain't got a van anymore.
Sure, but dib dabs.
It's gone in. It's gone in to have its fate decided.
See if they can fix it.
How far are they taking?
Economical amount.
I seen a video the other day, and they did an alright job. But you know when they like weld those little pin, them key things to it? And
yeah.
They dush, 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 yunk it out.
Half of the area where it's damaged is double skinned.
Yeah.
And they don't pull out anymore, do they? It's all panel job.
Right.
So. Did he punch through the second inner skin?
No.
Didn't he?
No. I don't hold out much hope for it.
And what you're flying around in? That
BMW 218 Grand Tourer thing, M Sport.
It's nice. Yeah. It's a proper old person sort of BMW.
It's an old person car. It's got nice sport though. Mode. It's got nice. Sport mode. So is it? It's petrol as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everything's a petrol now, though, isn't it? We're trying to lease a car already, and everything's petrol.
Everything's petrol.
To get a diesel's a fucking nightmare.
Because of tax and shit.
Because they're just trying to fade them out for no fucking reason. As the government do.
Emmy's new car's petrol.
It's all going back petrol, bro.
Petrol.
It's all going back petrol. Diesel, dirty now.
Although it actually makes no difference at all.
Electric ain't going to last.
Electric's just doing worse.
It is.
It's doing worse for
the world, isn't it? So false. So false.
And it's bad because we were walking back from school the other day. Seb's on his scooter, fucked off in front of us downhill.
Was it an electric scooter?
No. There's an electric car reversing off a drive.
Can't hear him, can you?
You can't hear him. You can fucking hear him.
You just hear it. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Boom. And I don't know if that's not really going
to. I don't know. Toyota CRV, something like that.
Curve.
I was outside Ivan's martial arts when we were waiting to pick him up, and somebody was reversing one of those electric minis, electric one, and it just silently moved across the car park. I'm like, there's loads of kids milling around. It made no noise whatsoever, and I'm like, that's just dangerous.
Imagine when at night time with lights off.
Stupid.
And you can't do donuts in snow. So everything's just ruined.
Rubbish, isn't it?
Shit.
Everything's wank.
Oh, shit.
It's all wank. You're wank. They're wank. Have you had any recognition? Has anybody seen you out and about? So I think the other day I got spotted.
I'm just fed up with giving autographs.
Oh, yeah.
Just calm down, guys. I'm just trying to get on with my day.
Girls, just stop sucking the
dick. I'm not going to. Look, I've signed so many boobs today. I've just. No, clearly not.
Josh. I said Josh.
Josh?
Hi, Josh.
Ash has fed up of signing his own dick.
Josh is.
No space on it. It's just, my name's all over it. It's just black now. It's just
one. He's got people's
just written
names.
Once.
he's got one person's name on it. I think you were called Jay.
Yeah, Jay. It's Jay.
Why have you been recognised?
Yeah.
To like spoil your thread there.
I think so, but she didn't. It were a bird in a white daff rigid. I mean, I was fueling up at. You almost forget which one it is. Trowel. The one that we fill up at.
Shit of
a place. Tip shelf is the shit one above, isn't it?
Right. And I went there and she was coming out and the window were down. It was one at warm days. They were a small blonde lady and she like stopped as she were coming at the end. You know where you have to stop at that little junction bit where end at petrol station is.
Yes.
She's gone around outside. So she stopped there, looked across, were looking for traffic and then looked at me and then she like kind of started pointing and started saying something like, and then like they were, so they just started rolling and she was like pointing and then she was like looking around and then just carried on driving. So it looked like she wanted to say something and then thought, I can't scream at him across a forecourt and I can't stop anywhere, so I'm just going to keep driving.
She really should have screamed it.
I'm taking that.
I don't think I've been noticed.
But again, you might have, and no, people don't say it.
Dan in his daff.
Well, we see it, people driving around, don't we?
Drove past me, gave me a good wave. That's about it.
Did he use a proper hand? Did he do that shit Ashes started doing?
Yeah, it were the bit tangy.
You need to give a big exaggerated
Bit tangy for me.
You need to be proper.
That's
Hobbit
how you
top,
wave.
Crazy
that's
wave.
How you wave. That's
I'm,
how I wave.
I'm cool in Hobbit top. Quasi. Quasi.
Quasi.
I'm so quasi.
I'm so quasi.
No, I'm so quasi, Matthew.
I'm so quasi.
No, Mr. Matthew.
Don't start saying. Don't start going Asian.
Oh, no, we went racist last time.
We're going to have to pixelate this episode. There's noisy geese. That'll come up, won't it?
See, that sounds a lot worse.
That sounds like something fell off a trailer.
It probably won't be as bad on there.
Probably.
Hey,
it did sound like something broke.
Oh, so yeah, Jamie's detailing. So we'll move on. Work-life balance.
Yeah, we have got a bit of a subject today, and this came to me from, I'll tell you for why.
Did you have an epiphany?
Chappers.
Oh.
Because me and I were kind of taking piss out of Chappers, because he had a long day. He had a bad day. Oh, no. You know last time we spoke to him on phone?
And playing FIFA?
Yeah, and he didn't know what he had. We were going to message him. Anyway, they messaged him. And it were pretty much what you expected, like a 9 or 10 hour day, some shit like that. Which kind of made me feel sick. But
when did
right
the message him?
Sunday night.
On a fucking Sunday.
That's when they tell him. Yeah. I'm not happy with that.
I won't.
No, it's like
obviously they have people in all weekend troopers.
Suppose, yeah.
So they tell him. Anyway, he had that day and it went fucking horrendously wrong, and he got stuck out. He had like 2 minutes driving time or something like that left. And then it just kind of rolled on all week. Every single day he was like sending me like, well, I've just pulled up 8 o'clock at night or whatever like that. It was just constant. Every fucking day was shit. But he's all right with it because he uses so much time in the week that he can't do overtime at a weekend because he physically doesn't have the hours to do it.
God, be sick.
And to me, that's, I mean, it's all right for all people. And for him, it's obviously fine. And for different people, it's all right. But the point I was thinking of is that if it's not all right and you're still doing it, there's
must
such a fucking
awful
regret of life, yeah. And it this coming to me because of that and because of this study that I heard this from this woman. Did I tell you or Ash?
Must be Ash.
And that was the point of this. And it's called The 5 Regrets of Dying, right? Now, this sounds, it sounds quite it sounds quite sad.
Is this what you think about on your deathbed?
Kinda, yeah. It's this bird, this nurse, this palliative nurse in whatever.
The thing when you're dying.
This nurse in Australia or New Zealand or something has done like a study and like interviewed a load of guys on the deathbed and found out what the regrets are. And there's 5 big ones. And then we're going with what he was saying, Chappers, with all his hours, and so many people say they have shitty hours and doing this and doing that. It's like, I thought of having this episode pretty much going on, you know, regretting and what you're going to do with your shit, what you're going to do with your life. So, there's a few options here. Cheers, Paul. Thank you.
He's bloody noisy, isn't he?
They're not shutting yet, are we? I'm still thirsty. Right. So what she decided to do is, I think she's wrote a book or a study on it, this woman, but there's 5, and essentially as a bloke it's coming out that you need to be selectively selfish. You know, you might not want to be, and you might put everybody in front of you, but you have to be selectively selfish at points. You know, obviously you're sorting all your family out and all that kind of shit,
as in not going to do that, I'm going to do this for me.
Yeah, like just every so often, whether it's like once in a blue moon or just sorting yourself out.
It's really important
every
to do
weekend
that.
Yeah.
It's just good to do a bit of you do you hunting.
Yeah,
and definitely.
The top 5, well, the 5 regrets of dying that were put out, and see if any of these resonate with you. Right, number 1, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me.
Hence, trans. You know, people making that decision.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Not being a dick, but it's what people do. And see, they go, oh, been married, I've had kids, I think that's not me.
Yeah. You know, you mean getting to a certain point and realising, right.
40-year-old and think I'm going to transition.
Yeah, again, selectively selfish. Yeah. Fucking sorting, looking after your son, doing your son, innit?
Kids are old enough to understand. Sorry, love, but...
But dad wants to be a mum.
Yeah, because there's so many times, like especially with truck drivers and the amount of hours that they're working out and about all time, that they can't be, they don't do any truth to the self, do they? No. They just work, go home, get up, go to work.
Must be awful living a lie, though.
It could be, but I bet there's so many do it. I mean, I bet that's why there's so many issues with mental health in blokes, isn't there?
Definitely.
They're just going to fucking get fed up with it after a while, aren't they?
Yep.
Something's got to give.
Right, number 2 said, I wish I hadn't worked so hard.
Ooh, none of us can resonate with that.
Not at the minute.
No.
But we've all worked hard, though.
We've yeah, had, we've God, had yeah. his bad bits, haven't we? You yeah. were at cement.
Yeah, cement. Concrete
hours you were doing there.
I know.
And bits that you were missing out on. But you don't realise you're missing out on until you...
Miss out on a load of Jess growing
Jess,
up.
Jess, yeah.
And that, and because that it, does, that is a regret.
Because it fucking goes like that and
yeah,
all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I remember struggling to get back for like Ivan's Christmas concert or something, and I...
Just little things like that.
And I couldn't get back to the start of it, and I finished my day, raced home like a dickhead, stupidly fast, got in and stood it at the back, right at the end. I missed nearly all of it, but because I managed to get there, he saw that I was there.
Got there.
So, to him, I was there, but yeah. I wasn't there, yeah, and I was yeah. like, well...
Yeah.
Shit for you, but good for him,
yeah. Yeah, that was just one little example of rubbish.
Yeah, that's another thing, isn't it? Just don't work so hard. You don't have to.
But just cost of living. People are like, my mortgage is now £800 a month and I need to work this weekend and I need to do 60 hours.
You get forced down a path, don't ugh. You?
This cost of living needs to fuck off.
It does.
Doesn't it?
You can't be true to yourself. You can't be selectively selfish if you've got to pay the bills, aren't you?
Yeah. It's getting hard to do
yeah,
that. It's a lot harder to be it now than having, if you've got excess money, obviously.
And then the pressure of...
Ugh. Yeah, there is, yeah. And I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. So how many times have you been in a situation at a point and then you thought, no, I'm just not going to say out.
Just being a yes man.
Yeah.
Quite a few, actually.
I'm not going to say out at this point. Mm. At all.
Eventually it gets to me and I need to say something to somebody.
Yeah. How many times? I mean, you think how many people are getting these fucking long shitty hours and then all that, or something like that, you know, an example like that, and then they just go, oh, and they know it's fucking dog shit, but then they go, yeah, all right, it's no problem.
It's got to be a yes man sometimes.
Are you all right?
Sorting all this shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. Gotta do that. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. See, a lot of people when they're older, obviously, if they throw themselves into their family and no one else and work, they're going to lose all the mates, aren't they? Or they're not going to have time with the mates.
People grow up as well, though.
I have got Greg socks on, yeah.
Oh, my God.
As you can see, I don't wear them very often. They look quite new, don't they?
But they look fucking awful, is what they look like.
they made me smile when I put them on this morning.
Well, that's what's important. Selectively selfish.
Yeah.
Everybody else thinks you look a twat.
I'm good with that.
Who got you? You got them for Christmas?
Yeah, Nicole got them.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's a funny.
Yeah.
Or is it because you love
socks? Spoke about them on Christmas episode.
Yeah. I've got one. I've got a yellow pair of socks that I've just got sausage rolls on them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'd prefer those ones. I like those ones.
Right. They're clearly awful, aren't they? But it's fine.
They are. But they're funnily awful, aren't they?
The thing about friends...
Like on purpose.
You were just saying.
Yeah.
Is me and some of my mates from school, we went through a point where we'd not really get together, or I wouldn't get together with them, because they live in Maltby and I live... obviously
it's all Alex, isn't it?
Yeah, Alex, Rob and Paul. And we'd go... There was a chunk of time when we went for years, actual years, between like getting a meet-up at the pub and stuff. And that was shit. But when you get back together, it's like you'd never not been together.
It is with proper mates, isn't it?
And then, good ones. Since Rob's wedding last year, we tried to get together. Trying to monthly. It's not quite monthly, but we're just...
Yeah. Although you say
sausage club on a weekend,
breakfast. You can do this every month. It's easy. But it's not as easy, is it? No, once a month is not easy.
Not when you just people's work schedule and stuff. It's like, no, it's going to have to be next month and stuff. But at least try it, innit?
Yeah.
Alex, all right. I've not seen him obviously since.
Yeah, they're all good.
Been college years, I think. Mm. That's loud. You reckon they can hear that?
No, we'll be right.
I can hear that. Yeah. Any mates, Matt? Any mates from school that you thought, oh, I'm missing? There's some raff ones, obviously.
Mates from school, I still see quite... Not... See, a lot of my mates from school knock around with our Craig.
Yeah.
So I see them.
Did you just borrow his mates? Or has he borrowed your mates?
I think we were all just mates, because our Craig's only a year older than me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so
oh, that's cool,
kind of had the same friendship
Jackie
circles.
And Steve didn't have a TV.
They didn't hang around, did they? Or Dad might have hung around. I don't know. But no, yeah, mates, I still see them every now and then. Some totally lost contact with. One, beer, still good mates with him. Though he lives in Barnsley, I don't see much of him, but we
do. That's a shame, isn't it?
We do, yeah, it is a very much shame.
Barnsley.
But we do converse,
yeah.
That's the right word, isn't it?
Yeah.
We do converse over WhatsApp and what have you.
Yeah.
See him occasionally.
Easy to fade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got different lives.
You do.
Everybody's got to prioritise.
Everyone grows up and things change, don't they? Like, changing thing with me were when I joined RAF.
Definitely.
Everyone left everyone behind, made new friends, came out.
Hiya. I'm living my true self.
I came out of the forces, not the closet.
Still time out.
No. And everyone's moved on.
No judgments here.
And I'd...
Did you feel like you outgrew people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you grow them on basic?
Yeah. When you were allowed, after that first few weeks,
weekend.
Yeah, I went home then. Yeah. And then I did go home every weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
I stayed down there.
Because I'm a week carrier, yeah.
Yeah, it fucking ruins everything. I got... on that weekend that I went home, that first weekend we went back, we went down into town, into Rotherham, because it used to be all right then.
Yeah.
We used to have pubs and that. And now it's like a fucking ghost town. And we went down there, and they were still, although it had only been like a month or something since I'd seen them and been out on piss with them prior, they were like, I'd just gone fucking way above them, like maturity levels. Yeah. I'd only done a few weeks of basic training, and because you'd been doing first aid bit and you'd been pretending to stop someone from dying, bleeding to death on floor, and there's blood everywhere. And you're doing all sorts of weird, putting weapons, taking them to bits and putting them back together again, and then all that kind of shit. And then you'd go back and your mate's still saying dick jokes in fucking bar one and that. And
pulling a bum off around back at spa.
Oh, that's that bird I want to finger. And you're like, fucking hell, guys, come on.
Grow up.
But then I felt a twat because I thought, I'm looking down on my mates that I've known for all this time. But then after that, I just faded away from them.
This was me. That's what you're thinking. It's not. It's, you know, people grow up.
You're just growing up.
Some people don't.
Yeah. I don't even know if they have.
Probably not.
Very similar people. Those that still live in the same town and go to the same pub and as they did them when they were at school. Come on, guys. Venture out over the world.
Grow up.
Grow up. Talking to you, you prick. Grow up.
You can grow up.
Right. How many did we do there? Four friends, that's four. And the fifth one was, I wish that I had let myself be happier.
I'm happy.
Hmm.
I am happy.
I'm quite easily pleased.
It's obviously not, this is the most general of things. Yeah. It just doesn't apply to everybody.
No.
But there's lots of times where you think, oh, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
I don't know.
I find it quite easy to find the good in things and just, you know, get some enjoyment out of stuff.
If you're saying yes more.
If you're a yes man.
If you say yes more.
Nah, if you say, spout.
More to the opportunity than being told what to do.
If you open up more opportunities by saying yes as opposed to saying yes to someone telling you what to do.
Yeah, fuck off a weekend and go and do this. It's like, well, I've got this to do, which you don't really have to do, or you can arrange stuff.
I'd rather fuck off that weekend than doing fucking out at home.
Yeah.
Be spontaneous and just do shit.
Let's go.
Be spontaneous.
Let's go.
Anyway, so I reckon that regrets is a big thing, especially for a lot of truck drivers, because although you don't actually do a lot in your day, there's nothing else you can do in your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just consumes your life, doesn't it? You get up, go to work, come home, and you're knackered, and it's
Can I talk about my terrible day I had last week?
Go on.
I'd only worked 3 days last
week. What's your definition of terrible, Matt?
I'll tell you in a sec. I only worked 3 days last week because daughter's prom and whatnot. But Tuesday, we're coming back over A66. I missed my junction, which were friggin' annoying. Missed my junction off at M6, so I had to go down to, I don't friggin' know, next junction.
It's not sharp, is it? But it nearly is.
Far
off,
is it the A6? Turn off.
I'm not sure.
Kendall or whatever.
Might be Kendall.
I don't
even
know. I never go
it's
that
It's like
bit,
a new junction anyway.
Yeah, because you can like go.
Well, they built a new one.
Yeah, there's nothing there. There's a quarry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I come back off, got back on, got on to 8.
Is it signposted for Sedbergh, that one?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Fucking ass miles away.
And got on to A66, half hour later than planned. Ash had set off from job 20 minutes before me. There'd been a crash on A66. Ash had obviously got through the crash. I was stuck at the crash for 6 fucking hours. 6 hours. Because no
think
one
I've
had turned around.
There for six, and somewhere for 6 hours.
I started at 6:30. I got back to the yard at 9:15.
And I can't believe really you drove all the way back to yard. I think I'd have jacked it off.
I'd have just bailed. You'd what?
Yeah. I'd have pulled out. I'd have found a lay-by just to, you know.
I had no
provisions. Mind you, with 6 hours, you could have done that several times.
I had no food. I was running out of water. And I had no food at all.
Like the middle of a desert.
What? I had Bovril and a cup of soup, but I had no water. So I'm there trying to eat this fucking cup of soup.
Or dry.
Trying to catch rain. It weren't working.
That sounds like awful.
Did you Bear Grylls your wee?
Well, I had a Lucozade bottle full of piss. And I thought,
did you think, I'm going to have to go with that?
You're getting boiled.
Have to boil your wee.
A complex evaporation system to try and separate the...
Get all the nasties
the
out.
Kettle.
Then all of a sudden, like, poof, 6.5 hours later or so, nothing. Went past the crash scene, nothing.
I went past... I don't think the next day, but the day after, and I'm like, I don't even know where it was, nothing, but it was supposed to be around it, and there were...
Apparently
it
were an oil spill.
Motherfuckers.
I wanted to see, not...
There were no
hurt.
Glass. There
I
were
wanted
no
to see glass,
skid
I wanted
marks.
To see trees snapped in half, I wanted to see central reservations all over the place, and there were nothing.
They didn't even have to resurface it, did they? Like, they normally do with an oil, diesel spill.
There were no signs of anything.
It was like it was a...
They just
spirit,
did it to fuck me off.
That was not a nice day.
It was not.
So you had a few off, though.
I did 2 days off, yeah. So I did more hours last week in 3 days than I normally do. We don't
in
talk about hours anymore.
No, we're not allowed to.
Management don't like
or
it.
Or trannies.
I had a right long week this week.
Go on.
Up to Carlisle.
Oh, you actually did? I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I did. Went to Kingsmoor.
Yeah.
Got a load. Back down to Donny. Tipped it. Reloaded. Went to Hoo Junction. Stopped at Stibbington.
Stibbo.
First time I stopped there for a while.
Terrible food.
So I stopped at Stibbington on the way to Hoo. Went to Hoo, came back via Effingham to load some, collect some things, deliver them. So I had a short day Wednesday.
Yeah.
But then Thursday, back up to Carlisle, Kingsmoor, another load to Donny, tip reload, then Hoo Junction Friday.
I worked shed at Effingham.
And I stopped at Fox. The shed at Effingham?
Yeah.
With full.
No,
maneuverability.
Well, like a maneuverable nightmare.
I surprised myself how much confidence I placed in my ability to screw it round in such a confined space, knowing that there's a barrier to one side that I might hit and some vans that I might hit.
And as you're screwing it round, it just goes like,
because
tires, doesn't
because
it?
The, it's a rate racket. Because it's a painted concrete floor, yeah. The tires on the trailer
squeak
spin
like
really
fuck.
Easy, so you get a really good pivot.
It's like a fancy parade square.
Pivot! But yeah, so. And then I loaded some shit. Went, yeah. So yeah, I did 49 and a half hours this week, which is the most I've done in probably 6 months.
That's almost what we're paid for, isn't it?
That's
15 an hour over what we're paid for, isn't it?
Amy says, does that mean you get paid an hour and a half overtime? I went, no, don't worry like that. She went, why not?
It's because
I owe them thousands of hours for what I haven't done in the past. It's like, oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to even open that can.
God, no.
If we work over, you just stay quiet.
So, yeah. Other than a couple of hours, I might have been able to shave off if I had a half an hour less talking in the morning or before leaving the yard and things like that.
Avoided.
Imagine,
I really did all those hours this week.
Imagine going into office here and actually, no, you owe me 2 hours, so I'm having 2 hours.
I'm having day off.
Not happening, son.
But what they could do, though, is they could troll through our payroll history and tell us how many... How many hours we owe them.
I'd rather
don't do it.
It's a few months.
You could just think.
It's probably 6 months.
Think back for the last 2 weeks. I owe them 50.
Yeah.
So yeah. You don't need to. So this week was like, like Seaver days. Just like, so I had two reductions. I think I went into my 9 hours, my 10th hour rather.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe I just did, slightly avoided my 10th hour, but. Mm. Oh my word, I was knackered yesterday coming up the A1.
I've been knackered for the past 2 days.
You've been busy though, haven't you?
No, I have been busy.
Been doing?
It's been prom stuff.
Prom stuff?
Hair, makeup.
Got a big child now.
Trying to fit my dress on.
I'd love to see you in a prom dress.
Trying to learn how to walk in my heels.
Constantly doing his makeup.
Go on, Matt, strike that pose.
Redo.
Blue steel.
Don't make me cry. It's not waterproof.
Go on, Strack. We got any messages?
Oh.
Yeah, we've got a few messages. I think we should get Pete in for a bit.
Yeah.
What to justify his massive drive?
Yeah, for driving half a day.
What does he do? We need to find out what he does.
Yeah,
I don't really know him.
This is going to come on.
Don't answer that question. Let him do that.
Right, I'll ask him. I'm going to hit him with some quick fires.
I would just ask him, pass it, Mike.
I'll tag him out. I'll tag out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll high five him and he can come and sit in here.
Pedro.
Let's get on, Pete. Pete has driven from Kings Lynn.
You can
see us boys today
and use that microphone
over to you.
Welcome, Peter.
Hello, Pete.
Hello. Nice to be here.
All right.
Yeah.
You've got a good podcaster voice as well, haven't you? The only one of us that sounds like an actual podcaster voice.
You're like a local Norwich-y type...
celebrity?
Is that nasty to say Norwich?
Norwich? Well, I'm Kings Lynn. I'm a Kings Lynn boy, born and
bred. Same area.
Is that
50 miles between it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, is that like calling Sheffield Leeds? No, they're all saying sound.
It's all Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah, but Yorkshire's a very big county. Norfolk isn't. It?
No.
I know some people down there.
Well, you know me.
Yeah. One's a woman.
One's a woman.
One's a woman.
No, he's definitely not. All the women like Pete.
Oh, they do.
That live went a bit crazy, didn't it? I didn't know what to do with myself.
You should see all pictures of boobs and willies and stuff we've been sent in.
I think it was busiest we've ever been.
I think so.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because I turned up?
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Isn't it?
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
It's something to go on. Chuffing hell.
All right, should we get to know you?
I'll
let you have some quick fire questions off the top of my head.
Right.
Right. Dog or cat? Dog or cat?
Dog.
Got a dog?
I have got a dog, yeah, with my ex-partner. We sort of share.
Share the dog.
Share the dog. Got to share the dog.
Cheaper than sharing a kid.
Yeah.
Cheaper than sharing a kid.
Yes. Yeah, I've done that as well. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I'm not going into that.
We should be able to.
Next question.
Right. Strawberry or chocolate?
Chocolate.
I'd have thought it'd be a milk chocolate, white chocolate, or dark chocolate.
No, ooh. I'm just going strawberry. Or we could go vanilla or chocolate.
Nah, vanilla's vanilla, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't you like a good vanilla pod?
Vanilla is
proper vanilla.
You know,
plain.
Yeah,
vanilla is shit.
Yeah, you
vanilla
want
vanilla is shit. Banana.
Okay. If what about ice cream? So. Neapolitan.
I find it like old school, isn't it? Neapolitan.
Yeah,
it's like a.
I've got half a tub in my freezer at home,
like
and
a school dinner.
Slowly getting.
It's very school dinner, isn't it?
I think raspberry ripple's my favourite.
Yeah, raspberry ripple's good.
Oh,
I like
forgot
a raspberry
about
ripple.
Raspberry ripple.
Old school again, mint choc chip.
I've never really. No? I don't have chocolate, do I? Don't eat chocolate.
I know you don't. Cospedo.
Won't have that.
Go on. What's your next quick fire?
Yeah.
I don't know, I've lost my trail there. What did I say? Dog or cat?
Yeah, so that was dog.
Pink or brown?
Was that what you were getting at?
I knew what he was getting at, that's why I said strawberry. But, you know, partial with a bit of chocolate.
Scania or Volvo?
Neither.
Yeah, well, you drive a DAF?
I drive a DAF XG.
You don't have to be loyal, you can like a different one.
No, I've mostly had DAFs.
Have you?
Throughout my career. Yeah.
Oh, so go on, who do you drive for?
Roger Warren's Transport.
How long have you been there?
5.5 years.
Do you love it and rate it?
Yeah, it's a good job. They leave me alone.
That's what everybody likes.
What type of work is it? Is it
grain and aggregate.
So agricultural.
Yeah.
Have you ever murdered a prostitute?
No.
Have you?
Not yet.
I've never had a prostitute.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Never
no,
paid for sex.
When have I say not yet, sex? I mean I haven't either.
You haven't murdered one. Have you ever paid for sex?
Fuck.
Even in the younger wild days?
Never.
I've paid for sex in a really funny way. Divorce.
Yeah. Well, in a relationship you do kind of pay for it, but not.
Yes,
that isn't their job.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
I suppose in that
respect. Here's a Mercedes and then you just happen to get a blow here for a few weeks.
What's one of them?
We know what they're doing. What?
What's one of them?
Mercedes.
Blow it.
And you've rocked up in a nice V8.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my
is that a runner?
Pride and joy. Yeah, it moves.
I mean, do you use it every day or is it like a weekend plaything?
It's just a plaything. Sometimes I'll use it daily for about, I don't know, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, something like that, and then just park it up.
Nice stretch at legs though, aren't coming up here, isn't it?
It's a nice nice 80 quid journey for you.
Yeah. By the time I get home, I need to fill it up again. But
fuck you, no.
Yeah, I had a little bit of fun this morning coming up the A1.
Did you get it sideways?
Very nearly.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
For something that you can say?
Oh, God, I've been arrested for...
Women love this shit.
Yeah, they do.
Chicks, they like a bad boy, don't they? Yeah, I like a bad scarf. Boy. The thing is I'm not a bad boy. That's the thing. I'm probably a little bit boring, to be honest.
Make it sound a lot worse than it is.
Well, we'll gloss over why I was arrested.
Go on.
Right, it's a spent conviction. It was a very long time ago, but yeah. I was arrested for credit card fraud.
Oh,
you just borrowed someone's card.
Borrowed your mate.
I didn't actually borrow it or use it. It was just found in my room. But I was arrested for it because it was in my possession.
From the hooker that I didn't have.
I understand.
She nicked it. They're all thieves, aren't they?
I don't know.
Well, women are thieves?
Hookers.
Oh, hookers.
Prostitutes and that.
Yeah. Why are we getting on to... Is this because I'm single?
This is just... We just seem to...
You know, you just seem to think that, you know, oh, look, Pete's single. he's had a few rippers.
Pete is the ripper.
Pete the ripper. That's not a bad one. Pete the ripper. Change your name. Change your name on Instagram.
Yeah, I better do. What, Pete the ripper? Is that Pete the Chunky Trucker? Yeah,
they're not winning. Same name as the famous. Mr. Suckler.
That's where the similarity ends. Yeah.
Just a coincidence.
So you said, have I ever been arrested?
My name's Peter, and I'm a lorry driver, but I'm not from Yorkshire, so...
No.
I'm putting an accent on and throw my footpath.
Oh, I could sit there and talk like... Do I carry a wrench with me?
Ammo.
Do you know what? My car is absolutely full of tools at me, because I've been working on it this week, so... I've got more than one wrench.
It's like my van, that is full of tools. And diagnostic things that could turn dashlight cam chuffing things off.
We understand.
I've been arrested.
What did you do?
This is going to sound...
It's going to sound... Obviously, sound. Everything always sounds worse than it is.
Yeah, I got arrested for importation of prohibited firearms. True story.
Have we talked about this?
Yeah, I think we have.
They were on an episode.
Well, I thought my credit card fraud was bad, but wow. Yeah.
It weren't the fact that it were just importing weaponry into the country.
When you say prohibited firearms...
It's where he delivered it to, which is the kicker.
Yeah.
See, if you were gonna import illegal weaponry, where would you not?
You would not
quite high the top of the list. Where would you not get it delivered to?
You would not
to?
Get stuff like that delivered to a high secure military base.
You wouldn't, would you?
No,
because that's surely gonna open a few red flags.
That's what I did.
That's what
you
did.
So that'd open up a few SA-80s as well.
It'd be funny if you were on guard and somebody came up. I'm after a Matt Broadbent.
Yep. gone silly. No, I didn't do time for it.
No.
The coppers looked at it as
getting some drinks.
It just a daft thing. I got done for importing stun guns.
Oh, the coffee, please.
And CS gas.
Oh, okay.
But it were fucking hell, it were 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So it weren't...
We all done stupid shit.
Nowadays, there's people, for the same thing, they're doing 10 years, they're doing time for it.
I do know of somebody that bought something off the internet, I'm not going to say who. They are connected to quite a well-known haulier in the northwest. And they did a little bit of bird for buying something on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, twice. I just spent a day in a cell, got arrested. Caution. Mm. I had to drive home from RAF base up north to Donny. I've come to hand my son in, took into a cell, questioned, got it all on tape at home. It's fantastic to listen to. Sent back on my way, just a caution. Kind of got away with it.
Very got away with
you
it.
You did very get
big
away
towns.
With it.
A couple of years later, you would have been bombed.
I would have been. 10 years. I've been looking at 10 years.
Bumhole would have been gone from a 5p piece to a 50 pence piece, and then some.
I'd have
been dropping soap all off.
I got put in overnight.
Was that a kink he had or something?
For weeing on a copper.
Pissed on a copper.
Pissed on a copper. Did he go, hey up, sonny?
Where you used to go on, there's a...
Hey up, what's that doing? Pissing on me!
Police headquarters in Rotherham. There's like a bridge. Yeah. And then there's the nightclub used to be down bottom called Liquid and Envy. And you used to have to walk down there past all the coppers, the riot vans and all that, and get into there. But sometimes, obviously, you'd be pissed. There's all like billboards with bushes and all that kind of stuff. So I'd snuck in there to have a wee, and a copper were in there, who'd just been in there chasing somebody.
I say, what's a copper
doing? I was going to say, what's a copper doing in a bush?
He's on his way out, and I'm there all our piss in, and then I'm talking to my mate, and then I just see his, like, he like went, like his face dropped, and then I turned this way, and then this copper's face just came out at Bush's side of it. And as we're still going, he's like, I think you might want to stop that. And then he put me back at Riot Van.
What a dick.
Took my shoelaces and left me there for night.
In back at Van?
No, in a cell. They didn't have to walk me far. They just left me in there for an hour or two.
How long ago was that? Around.
Did you actually manage to finish your piss?
Oh, years and years ago.
Did you wet yourself in the back of the van?
I got most of it out of him.
Carried on him.
Just all over his leg. Because he was still coming out. He was still coming out of him whilst he's looking at me going, do you want to stop? And I'm like,
yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah,
hang on, let me just shake. I've almost finished.
Get me out of this van. It stinks of piss.
Yeah, it does now. Yeah, that was a long time. I must have been like 18 or something there. Yeah. 17,
18. Yeah.
We done Darth shit when we were younger. I think it's when you're sort of finding your way in life as to what's legal and what's not and what's stupid and what isn't.
Yeah.
We're still doing it now, actually.
Being a boy, boys seem to do more stupid shit, don't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I know girls do things above their age stupid.
Girls just
boys just do stupid.
Yeah, I
suppose. Yeah. I mean, I can make
that jump. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
I still
watch
do that
this
now.
And hold my beer.
Yeah.
Well, I can jump from that roof to that roof. Snap.
I could easily make that.
Fucked.
Yeah.
I brought my arms showing off to a girl on a climbing frame, trying to swing from one side to the other. Missed. Landed on my arm. Snapped it. Fucking brilliant. I had a pot on all the way up to me. One of them ones all the way up to my shoulder.
Yeah. Itchy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun fact, I've never broke a bone.
You're not?
Ever.
Oh, it's great fun.
You're not riding motorbikes?
Fucking not.
You're not riding motorbikes?
Oh, I used to ride a motorbike, yeah. Years and years and years and years ago. I was just super
sensible.
Super.
Never broke a bone.
I had a... Go on.
I've never broke a bone. I don't think I've broke a bone. I have got a dent in my hand where my auntie shut the door of a Renault 18 on it.
Renault 18?
Yeah.
And was this 1981?
This was 1990, actually.
Close. Ken Bruford, have you there?
Far around, wasn't it? 10 years out.
10 years out.
So close. No T-shirt.
Sorry to say, but you're 10 years out.
Did you sue her?
No. I'm seeing her tomorrow, actually, because it's...
ruined my guitar and...
Yeah. Well, I play bass badly, so...
Yeah.
Really badly.
I didn't know you could play bass bad.
I can.
Is it just one string?
You use three fingers.
I always wanted to play an instrument. Oh, I'd love to play piano.
You
see them playing pianos, yeah, and they look fucking amazing, don't they?
Yeah.
I just have not got the hand-eye coordination.
So effortless.
My most recent former partner used to play piano, and she was like right up there.
Sounds amazing. Absolutely. I think pianos brilliant. Are great.
Yeah. Oh, I do. All right, then. Like Tim Minchin stuff.
Yeah.
Like Tim Minchin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking ace.
And Bill Bailey.
Yeah,
he's
a genius,
he's
isn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, one, he's funny, and two, he can play all of those instruments.
Yeah, it's that creative genius, isn't it? It just seems to sit in some people, right?
Yeah.
Like Jack Black and Bill Bailey, that you can just see it on you, can't you?
Yeah, I love music.
You can just do all that kind of shit.
Elton John. Yeah. Oh, no, then.
Elton John.
Elton John.
He does piano, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Does he proper, though?
He did.
He does.
Not pretend.
Did you see him coming out at Glastonbury?
I did not.
He needed a wheelchair.
He didn't need a wheelchair,
but he could not walk. He was like walking.
Well, he's probably
sideways.
Been sat at that piano for ages. His arse had, well, I wouldn't say it healed up, but
he definitely had arse ache one way or another.
Yeah. He's been there for so long.
Yeah. It is good.
He's been around for a chuffing ages.
Oh, yeah.
Since Lord, when? Like, Lord. 50s?
But I don't
when did he start
know.
Singing?
When did he start singing? Well, he started playing a few piano in, I think he was 8, I think he was. So he's been playing the piano getting on for 70 years.
Fucking Nora.
Well, it's a long time, isn't it?
Not many. I can't even play.
I bet his husband's love him, having that kind of dexterity in the old fingers.
Finger movement.
Yeah, we're talking about broken bones.
Big John.
Thanks, isn't it? Just piss it all on my knee.
Thanks.
I wanted a scolding.
We were just talking about you pissing down your leg.
Oh, cheers for coffee, Burn.
We had... Thank you. Appreciate that greatly. I had a deep tissue massage of a week. First one I've had. It's because my back's a bit achy at bottom, so she's messing and torturing me for an hour and sorting
me
out.
Did King Charles do it?
What?
King Charles?
No, just a lady. I wanted a new room I size, but apparently Laura weren't going to pay
for
it.
You're not allowed that.
Oh, she won't let me have one. I had to get a beat up by this woman. And she did actually reference it. She went, right, up on here and I'll beat you up for the next hour. She, that's the kind of thing she said. Nice. One of them like torturous massages. Like it were really massage. Nice though, isn't it?
I like a massage.
And she, as she stood up and she, at the beginning, she's like feeling about on your back and like moving you and making you twist around and
she's
stuff like that.
Checking for knots, isn't she?
Yeah, and just seeing what movement you've got. She said, have you ever... And she like messed around with my shoulders and went, ah, I think you broke your collarbone. When did you break that? Or something like that. And I'm like, I don't think I have broke my collarbone. And then she like ran down it and messed around with me a bit. She went, yeah, definitely that's been broken.
Oh.
And I went, all right, no. And I says, I'll tell you what it will be. I fell off my motorbike once and like slid in front of a bus.
And that was last time I rid it.
And that way, I had to get rid of it soon after that. But yeah, when I picked that back up off at floor and I rode home, and then Laura was like, where the fucking hell have you been? Why didn't you message me? I'm like, oh, I fell off. Like, right, getting rid of that.
I imagine you riding it home and it's like wobbling side to side as you...
My handlebar were bent right back. We're sideways.
It was like you were drifting all the way home.
Yeah, like that all the way home. Handlebar were proper fucked in.
You've just reminded me of the time that I was trying to show off in front of a girl on my 5-speed racer.
Yeah.
And I landed upside down in a phone box. Because I just completely misjudged it.
Through the fucking roof?
No, I went straight through the glass. Oh, so I ended upside down in the phone box.
Oh, like a modern BT one? The full glass thing.
The full glass ones, not the cast iron red ones.
Just head wedged in.
Like a fucking end. Like a tatty masher coming through the side, don't you? There's mashed up Pete.
Yeah, so I picked myself up, picked my bike up, walked about 2 miles home. And I was just covered in blood. And my mum's like, and I went, I'm all right. You're going out to fucking hospital. I was like, all right, okay. Like, chucked in the car and...
You want to see your phone box?
Yeah. Should see the other guy. Yeah.
Why didn't you ring me? Because I smashed the fucker up.
I didn't have any money on me either.
Yeah, well, reverse the call. Remember phoning a bird?
Yeah.
Remember phoning a bird from a phone box?
Can I have reverse charge call, please?
What's your phone number? Hang on. 812. You're having to remember.
I was a bit of a late starter with girls.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I did a lot of fingering.
My cherry was popped 2 weeks before my 16th birthday.
That's fine. I think I was pushing on 16.
A bit like brownie, that.
I was pushing on 16.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You were about 8 or something. I remember where it was.
I remember exactly where it was, who it was with, and who was downstairs listening.
Yeah.
All the lads.
Mum and dad.
Well, it was her
Peter?
Mum and dad. It was her mum and dad. It wasn't my mum and dad. Good God, no.
That's takes some balls, that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
There
was some.
All the balls.
It depends if the dad looked like
yeah, but
her
dad was a butcher.
What?
Yeah, dad was a butcher.
Well, Barry the butcher.
he's got some minerals.
No, he was even more sinister. It was Mick the Butcher.
Mick the Butcher. Fucking mess with him.
It won't, would you?
Get down here, son. I cut the fucking balls off.
Trying to be quiet and you don't know what you're doing.
I'm guessing he's from Yorkshire, but he's
not. The thing is after we did the deed, he did sort of walk in about half an hour later and I looked very sheepish.
You can smell it though, can't you? He knew.
Bright red.
Still fancy.
I just got laid. Yeah. It's great. Oh, I better not look too pleased with myself, you know.
He opened door.
Smells of sex in here. Yeah, so if you want to join Patreon, you can do. We do put extra shit on there. By shit, I don't mean it's shit. It might be all right. Is it all right, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Pete's happy with it.
There's a few extra hours of stuff so far.
Yeah, we're trying to get a bit of
people
extra.
Obviously, people can bail off it, wait for a few months, and then
come back and get
more of the shit in. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Supporting it.
If you want to join us, Patreon, get on it. Go to his website, justtruckingabout.co.uk. If you want to buy some merch, buy it.
Follow Pete.
We're happy with it. If you're a single lady, follow Pete.
or man.
Yeah, that's...
Just keep the doors open.
Yes. Front door, back door.
Yeah, we don't want to be picky, do we? It's a certain point in life.
Yeah.
I'm on all the socials.
All of them.
I'll call this one, and if you're hanging around for a little bit, Pete, we can get I'll think of some better questions, and then we can get some better quick-fire questions on second one. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. We'll finish this one there, then.
Yep.
Outro.
Job's a good one.
Outro. Love you, bye.
Ta-ta. We didn't stop. No. I just looked him firmly in the eyes. I blew my goo.
I'm going to say, something like that would make you jizz. Yeah. It would though, wouldn't it?
I looked him square in the eye.